Now time for your letters. Yesterday was April Fool's Day, so as usual, we got in the spirit with our own fake news story.
This may or may not come as a surprise. It was the one about backwards turntables becoming a hot new music trend.
Some of you got it right and sent us your backwards letters in response.
Like this one from Jean Kent in Vancouver. Re sit tontub 1/4 notsap et niem te gauk evui.
What? Did someone really write us a backwards letter?
Yeah, they did. Our listeners are really awesome. Read the normal, boring way. It says, you've caught me in the past on April 1st, but not this year.
We did manage to fool some of you, like Eric Fauché of Portland, Oregon. He wrote, backwards music a new thing? Are you kidding? A little-known group, the Beatles, started doing that stuff about 50 years ago.
David Feinstein of Eugene, Oregon, also wanted to tell us about a real song with a hidden message. When played backwards, Gotta Find a Way by the 70s band Blood Rock. Anyone who is stupid enough to play this record
backwards deserves what he is about to hear. And at least one listener thought a different story was the April Fool's joke. My chat with adult coloring book illustrator Johanna Basford.
Listener Danny Orozco wrote, I was almost positive that this was an April Fool's story, but then I went online and found out that this was true.
He went on, just goes to show that I have a really low view of coloring. Shame on me. If people love to read, work on 1,000-piece puzzles, why not coloring?
Why not indeed? As always, if you have an opinion about anything you hear on our show, we always appreciate your feedback. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the very bottom of the page.